Big story on Friday for the Milwaukee Business Journal. And Mark, you broke this. The new naming rights sponsor of the convention center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is kind of a surprise. A well-known company in town with Baird, who's been around a long time, very well-known, but hasn't done these large things before. Very active in the community, very involved in a lot of events. But you haven't seen them step up with their name on a structure like this. So really a significant move, a great move for the city, a great move for the convention center, because they are on this expansion project right now that's going to be completed in 2024 in time for the RNC to also have the name then on the building. We actually haven't had a name on the building in terms of naming rights since 2015 with Delta Airlines. So it's been a number of years. So this is good for the city. It's obviously money for the convention center and really has them on a roll right now.
What does it mean for a company like Baird to have their name on something like the convention center?
Really exposure. I mean, especially with the RNC coming, to have their name where a lot of the events are going to happen at Pfizer, but you're also going to have other events at the convention center. So really significant for them, gives them a higher profile in the community. Again, they're very well known in Milwaukee. They're very active in Milwaukee in terms of events. But this is a high profile step, one that will increase their name and increase their brand in the community.
Do you have any idea how much that costs and for how long that name, Baird, will be on the convention center?
That hasn't been released yet. We should see that over the next few weeks. Normally, these things are 5, 6, 8-year deals, could be multi-million dollar, I would say, kind of over the term of it. So we'll see how this goes and we'll see what the numbers are. But either way, it's a significant step forward.
Well, certainly exciting for the Baird Company and also the Wisconsin Convention Facility. All right, another big story that you broke this week at the Milwaukee Business Journal, and that's transforming the 100 East high-rise office building to apartments. Tell us all about that one.
Yeah, just more apartments. What do we talk about every week, Libby? It's more apartments than right in the heart of the city. So here we have a high-rise office building, about 35 or so years old, you know, has struggled over the past few years in terms of office, and now going to be acquired and transformed into apartments. So you're going to have apartments right in the heart of the city, right on the river there. So we're not sure yet in terms of the number, but it's probably a couple hundred, obviously, at least. Again, this is very interesting to me because you have really more apartments. It'd be interesting to see what kind of mix are they. Are they high-end? Are they middle of the road? Where they fit? Because you have right up the street, of course, on Water Street, you have the Heinz Project in the Third Ward. You have the Couture Project. You have the Ascent. You have Nova. And I can go on and on in terms of the number of apartments that are being built right now, right in the heart of the city. So this will be interesting to see. I mean, I've said all along, I think it'll be successful long term. The ones where there probably will be some struggle is on the lower end in terms of some of those older properties, ones that need to step up their game in terms of holding on to tenants.
Now, what about square footage? Is there any news as to how large those apartments will be?
Yeah, right now they're saying about an average of 900 square feet. So not large apartments, but then we've had other apartments around that size too. So okay size, but then of course you also have a penthouse up on the top floor that I assume will be pretty nice as you overlook the river, overlook the city. So really interesting project. Again, you don't see a lot of apartments right in that area, but you'll live basically on Wisconsin and Water, the heart of the downtown, and you'll be able to walk everywhere.
And great views. Now, let's talk about another development in Tosa, and that's that the city of Wauwatosa is working on a deal with the owner of Mayfair to redevelop the former Boston store. Any idea what they're talking about doing there?
Yeah, this will be interesting because it'll be mixed use and not a surprise. So probably we'll have some housing. It's probably going to have some retail and probably have some office. This is what's happened at all the malls. We've talked about this over the past couple of years. What's going on out of Brooksville Square? What's going on out at Southridge? What's going on really at all the malls in the area have all become kind of mixed use. Nobody survives anymore. It's only retail. I know it's going to have some housing. It's going to retail. I was making a joke earlier that you could live right next to Nordstrom, which kind of scares me because for my wife, she'd love to live there. Then she could just walk to Nordstrom all the time, which would really hurt me and probably live right next to you, Libby, because I think you'd want to be there too, right next to Nordstrom. But kind of unique living on that property, kind of like live, work, and play, right? All in one area. And these have been more successful than malls. So I think you're going to see really this transformation. Mayfair has been over the years our most successful retail center in the area, but everybody is doing this. You got to have mixed use to draw in people.
Well, I'm thinking the Corners in Brookfield.
Yeah.
There's a perfect example of that.
Think out there, you have retail, you have restaurants, you have housing, and it's worked very well.
And you have Von Maur. All right, now.
Wait a second. Von Maur or Nordstrom, where do you want to live next to, Libby? Because I'm sensing a trend.
I'm a Von Maur girl all the way. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Governor Evers, because this one, I think, has people confused. And that's the Republicans in the legislature are saying Governor Evers' $290 million plan for development at American Family Field is dead. Now, What does that mean? And also, what's that going to mean to the area? And do they have any alternative plans?
This one's going to be fun to watch. As I said a couple weeks ago, this one's going to be up and down. There's going to be opposition. So it's going to be interesting to watch who's on what side and kind of plays out. So not surprisingly, the Republicans are saying, we're not going to support Evers' plan because it's his and not ours. But you also heard from others, Robin and Voss and others, you know, support for the overall plan of holding on to the team and holding on to them at AmFam Field. So I think you'll see a new plan, whether it's some cash and maybe some bonding or whatever it is to get them to stay there. I've also heard from other Republicans that people say that then they want the team to commit to a longer lease. I mean, if we as taxpayers are going to help to pay for this, we want to see them commit to a longer term. So that'll be interesting. I think this gets worked out in the end, as I said all along. It's going to be like watching them make sausage up in Madison. How does this get made? What gets done at the end? All of us remember the 1990s and the huge fight it took to get Miller Park approved. I think you may see, hopefully not as long of a process, but a very contentious process here.
Well, speaking of politicians on the move, Mayor Cavalier Johnson went to South by Southwest in Austin this past week with a bunch of Milwaukee business leaders. What did they find out while they were there?
They were down there on Friday. And they were pitching the city. This is a huge event known throughout the world, draws in entrepreneurs, draws in startups, draws in a lot of people really looking at economic activity. And the mayor and others from Summerfest went down there to really speak about the city, to say, you should look at Milwaukee, whether it's opening a company here, whether it's moving jobs here, doing something. You should look at Milwaukee. So I love this. This is one thing we often hear about Milwaukee is that we're shy or we're kind of reluctant really to say how great things are in Milwaukee. But here you have the mayor and others are going down to this huge event and saying, okay, we want you to come to Milwaukee. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll see if they're successful. I think it's the right move, again, to start. The mayor has a plan, right? He really wants us to increase our population to 1 million people. Well, how are you going to do that? You got to recruit. And he's obviously out there doing that.
Mark Cass from the Milwaukee Business Journal, editor-in-chief. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Always good to be here, Libby, and I'll talk to you next week.